Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Okay, Coach, what would you do if you had a great player who could not make foul shots? Well, I was talking to my former basketball coach, Lefty Drizel, and I asked him if there was anything else that a coach can do to overcome a player's bad shooting, bad foul shooting results. Well, he said this is a big problem. He said, I tried about everything. I always spent a lot of time at each practice for foul shooting. Sometimes I would keep records and reward success or require players to run laps when they missed too many shots. I even brought in an expert who could make 95% of his foul shots. And he told us what we already knew, that a player needs to develop a routine so that he shoots his foul shot the same way every time. He needs to practice his routine over and over again, over and over, so that it becomes part of his body's memory. Ellie continued that people have different ideas about the proper best techniques for shooting fouls. He said that when he was younger, he got a job coaching at a high school team that had developed a reputation for being the best foul shooting team in the state. And the prior coach there had required all of them to learn to shoot foul shots using the underhanded technique. I sort of remember that. And then he said, when I got there, several players wanted me to let them shoot fouls with one hand the way everybody else was shooting. But I wouldn't let them change. They were successful, and they had their routine, and it worked pretty well with them. But I never was able to try to get my other teams to shoot underhanded. Then the coach said that he thought that some players with extra large hands have more difficulty with foul shooting. Big hands good under the basket to protect, but for them, the ball is just too small to get fingertip control. But he continued that the main thing is to insist on a regular routine, working to train the body and mind to perform foul shooting automatically without thinking about it, like being in a trance. But even that mightn't work all the time. The coach said that he remembered one time his Davidson team was playing Princeton, that Princeton had a point guard with a foul shooter who had a 95% average. And his routine included bouncing the ball 10 times before shooting. He counted 1, 2, 3, all the way up to 10. Then he would shoot it, and it went in almost every time. But when he came to Davidson and he took his first foul shot, coach said, against us, and he started counting 1, 2, 3, the students started chanting 1, 2, 3, and then 5, 8, 3, 7, and so on. And the Princeton player missed that foul shot and most of the others that night. Well, the coach said, to answer your question, I do not know what I do other than asking young men to keep working at it and not to get focused on what he could not do. He said, you have to get your players to have a positive attitude and not let their bad foul shooting keep them from being confident and aggressive and good at everything else. This is D.G. Martin.